The Book of First Chronicles continued. These were the divisions of the descendants of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as the priests. With the help of Zadok, a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, a descendant of Ithamar, David separated them into divisions for their appointed order of ministering. A larger number of leaders were found among Eleazar's descendants than among Ithamar's, and they were divided accordingly. 16 heads of families from Eleazar's descendants and 8 heads of families from Ithamar's descendants. They divided them impartially by casting lots, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of God among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded their names in the presence of the king and of the officials, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites, one family being taken from Eleazar, and then one from Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehorib, the second to Jedeah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakkas, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jacob, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiah, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapazes, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deleah, and the 24th to Maaziah. This was their appointed order of ministering when they entered the temple of the Lord, according to the regulations prescribed for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded him. As for the rest of the descendants of Levi, from the sons of Amram, Shubael, from the sons of Shubael, Jedeah. As for Rehabiah, from his sons, Ishiah was the first. From the Isharites, Shelomith. From the sons of Shelomith, Jahath. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jachamiam the fourth. The son of Uzziel, Micah, from the sons of Micah, Shamer. The brother of Micah, Ishiah, from the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai. The son of Jeuziah, Bino, the sons of Merari. From Jeuziah, Bino, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. From Malai, Eleazar, who had no sons. From Kish, the son of Kish, Jeremiel, and the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the Levites according to their families. They also cast lots, just as their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David and of Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites. The families of the oldest brother were treated the same as those of the youngest. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarela. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six in all under the supervision of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons, Ukiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shubael, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hunani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtiezer, Joshbekasha, Malathai, Hother, and Mahaziath. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the supervision of their father for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king, along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord. They numbered 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives, 12. The second, to Gedaliah, him and his relatives and sons, 12. The third, to Zachar, his sons and relatives, 12. The fourth, to Izrai, his sons and relatives, 12. The fifth, to Netaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The sixth, to Bukiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The seventh, to Jesarela, his sons and relatives, 12. The eighth, to Jeshaiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The ninth, to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The tenth, to Shimei, his sons and relatives, 12. The 11th, to Azarel, his sons and relatives, 12. The 12th, to Hashubiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 13th, to Shubael, his sons and relatives, 12. The 14th, to Mattathiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and relatives, 12. The 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 17th, to Jochbekasha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 18th, to Hunani, his sons and relatives, 12. The 19th, to Malathai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 21st, to Hother, his sons and relatives, 12. The 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 23rd, to Mahaziath, his sons and relatives, 12. The 24th, to Romamtiezer, his sons and relatives, 12. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Mishelemiah, son of Kori, one of the sons of Asaph. Mishelemiah had sons: Zechariah, the firstborn; Jediael, the second; Zebadiah, the third; Jathniel, the fourth; Elam, the fifth; Jehohanan, the sixth; and Eliahoenai, the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons: Shimeah, the firstborn; Jehozabad, the second; Joah, the third; Saker, the fourth; Nethanel, the fifth; Amiel, the sixth; Issachar, the seventh; and Peulathai, the eighth. For God had blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son Shimeah also had sons who were leaders in their father's family, because they were very capable men. The sons of Shimeah: Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives Elihu and Simukiah were also able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hosa the Merarite had sons. Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first. Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their leaders, had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate, according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shalokith gate on the upper road fell to Shuppim and Hosa. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Laden, who were Gershonites through Laden and who were heads of families belonging to Laden the Gershonite, were Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, Shubael, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives, through Eliezer, Rehabiah his son, Jesheah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelomith his son. Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul, son of Kish, Abner, son of Ner, and Joab, son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelomith and his relatives. From the Isharites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. This is the list of the Israelites, heads of families, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all that concerned the army divisions that were on duty month by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Peres and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai, the Ahohite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah who was a mighty warrior among the 30 and was over the 30. His son, Amizabad, was in charge of his division. The fourth, for the fourth month, was Asahel, the brother of Joab. His son, Zebadiah, was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth, for the fifth month, was the commander Shamhut, the Israelite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth, for the sixth month, was Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh, for the seventh month, was Helis, the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth, for the eighth month, was Sibukai, the Hushathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth, for the ninth month, was Abiezer, the Anathothite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth, for the tenth month, was Meharai, the Netophathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th, for the 11th month, was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th, for the 12th month, was Heldai, the Netophathite from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The leaders of the tribes of Israel. Over the Reubenites, Eliezer, son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah. Over Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. Over Aaron, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David. Over Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. Over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. Over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. Over the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jaasiel, son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men, but did not finish. God's wrath came on Israel on account of this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts, in the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezrai, son of Caleb, was in charge of the workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitrai, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Obal, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jedea, the Meronathite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jasus, the Hagrite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai the Archite was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the royal army.